Welcome to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. This is the number one podcast designed for millennial women who want to grow in their knowledge of God so we can all walk in the fullness of our authentic power. I'm your host, Amashala Victoria Wallaby. If you're ready to go on this journey with me, then let's get started. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be discussing, I'm actually going to be sharing with you something that gives me strength, something that gives me unshakable confidence that no matter what it is that I'm going through in my life, I will always win. I will always, always win. And this includes even that. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Even if we die, we win. And I want to explain, make an attempt to show you why this is true, that no matter what it is you're going through, as long as you are a child of God, you belong to God, you are washed under the covenant of the blood of Jesus, it doesn't matter what it looks like. Even when it looks like you're losing, you're down and out, you are still victorious. And it's something called the manifold wisdom of God. The manifold wisdom of God. What do I mean by the manifold wisdom of God? The Bible tells us that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, right? And then if we go into Ephesians 3, verse 8 to 10, and this was Apostle Paul saying, he says, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all the saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden in God, who created all things by Christ Jesus, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God." A few examples here about what this means. If we look in the story of Moses in the Bible, how was it that Moses, in the time where there was an active instruction that every Hebrew child be killed by Pharaoh put out that decree. How was it that that very Hebrew child, one Hebrew child, was then put into Pharaoh's palace, into the custody of the very man who wanted him dead, and he raised him, he educated him, he taught him all things, he lived in royalty, the manifold wisdom of God. Another example, there was a day I was just in prayer, and God showed me the scriptures, and it totally blew my mind. And the scripture can be found in 2 Kings chapter 13, starting at verse 14. So 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14. "Now Elisha had fallen sick of his sickness whereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, O my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, Take bows and arrows. And he took unto him bows and arrows. And he said unto the king of Israel, Put thy hand upon the bow. And he put thy hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hand. And he said, Open the window eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, Shoot. And he shot. And he said, The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek till thou have consumed them. And he said, Take the arrows, and he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, Smite upon the ground. And he smote three times and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, Thou should have smitten five or six times, then hast thou smitten Syria till thou hast consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. And Elisha died, and they buried him." This is where it gets interesting. "And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land in the coming year. And it came to pass," verse 21, "that as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men. And they cast the man onto the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he was revived and stood up on his feet. Did you guys miss that? This is Elisha who had performed so many signs and wonders. This is Elisha that had a double portion of the spirit of Elijah. This is Elisha that healed Naaman. This is Elisha that had done so many signs and wonders. And it tells us in verse 14 that he was now sick of the sickness that was going to kill him. Okay, Elisha was sick. This is the powerful Elisha. He was sick. Even on his sick bed, the king of Israel, Joash, came unto him and said, look, there's a problem. We have a problem going on that it's too big for me. Help me. My father, help me. And Elisha on his sick bed still gave him counsel on what to do, right? And then it tells us when we jump down to verse 20 that Elisha eventually died of this sickness and he was buried. And as he was buried, they were burying a man, right? And they found that a band of men were coming, right? And they threw this man into the sepulcher of Elisha. As soon as this dead man's body was let down, which is the grave of Elisha, basically, his body touched the bones, the dead bones of Elisha, and he woke up, he revived, he lived again. What am I trying to say here? The manifold wisdom of God. And the day that the Lord showed me this scripture, the lesson behind it, because I told you in a previous episode that when you read a story, what you should be looking for is the mystery behind that story, the ingredient there, because that is what you need to get victory for yourself. And the Lord told me that my wisdom surpasses the wisdom of this world, that they don't even understand it. How can a sick man still be so powerful that is giving instructions of victory to the king? And how can a dead man, he was dead, his bones raised another dead man up? What does that teach you? We should be very careful. This is what the Lord told me. Be very careful when you judge situations that you know nothing about. This is the manifold wisdom of God at work. Elisha was sick, but that did not rob him of his power. I know the foolishness of the world will say, oh, if he's sick, why can't he heal himself? Or why can't he get up from his sick bed? But we don't understand the things of the Spirit. We do not have a proper understanding of the things of the Spirit. That is the manifold wisdom of God. God does what he likes and likes what he does. We should be very careful when we do not understand the things of the Spirit and we start to open our mouth and say things that we do not understand. When the Lord showed me this scripture, that I was like, Lord, I repent of every judgment, every time I've made foolish comments that I do not understand. That is not to say you should shut down your brain and not let your brain work. I'm telling you what the Lord told me personally, and this was the scripture that he showed me when he was teaching me not to judge things that we do not understand. Another scripture that I want to share with you is found in John chapter 8, and this is when they were crucifying Jesus. And it's a quite a long reading, but if you look at it, you will see that they did all what they did with Jesus, accused him, beat him up, and they clothed him in purple and put a crown of thorns on his head. And they thought they were mocking him when they were calling him the King of the Jews, but they were actually calling him who he was, but they didn't know. And we see here that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting at verses 10, right? No, maybe let's go up to verse 6. It says, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. We declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. So it means God already ordained your life even before you were born. So it doesn't matter what is going through. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of your difficulties. You are in training. You are in training. You are in refinement. You are in progress. Don't be ashamed. Don't let the world box you into a corner and say because it hasn't happened by their time, you're a failure. You are not a failure. It says here that God's wisdom is a mystery that has been hidden and that God has destined for our glory even before time began. None of these rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They thought they were killing Jesus. They were silencing him for life. What they did not know was that they were making him more powerful. They were making him more potent. That as soon as the blood of Jesus dripped from his body, when they pierced him in the side, and the blood dripped from his body and fell onto the earth, it was a redemption of sin. That's what they did not understand. They thought they were condemning him, but they were elevating him. So most times in our lives, when we go through difficulties, the way up is actually down sometimes in our lives. Provided you are under the will of the Almighty, you will win. Just like Elisha, even in death, Elisha was still victorious. Our Lord Jesus, even in death, he was more powerful dead than he was ever alive. Right? So don't be scared to live your life according to what the Lord has called you to do. Don't be scared. Live your life knowing that it is better for you to please God and let every man be displeased, right? Because it is written, when we continue in that scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6, it says now that none of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those that love him. These things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given to us. Oh my goodness. What the scripture is saying, we have the Holy Spirit living in us, and the Holy Spirit is guiding us into all truth, so that we can understand what God, the sacrifice God has freely given to us. And I want you to understand today, not to be ashamed of your journey, not to be ashamed of where you're coming from, because it will all make sense eventually. What gives you that level of confidence? The manifold wisdom of God. The manifold wisdom of God is always at work, whether you see it or not, whether the people of the world understand it or not. The manifold wisdom of God is a kind of wisdom that the rulers of this world, when I say the rulers, I'm talking about even the most wisest people on the world, the presidents, the kings, and the priests of this world, can never understand the manifold wisdom of God. It is a deep, deep mystery. Thank you so much for listening to this episode today, and until the next one, keep on shining. Okay, family, let's face it, we've all felt pain. We've suffered the losses. You know what it's like to want something so bad, but not see a part to its accomplishment. The question, however, is, do you know how to pick yourself up and move on despite what has happened? This is what I share with you inside of my new book, Good Medicine for the Crushed Spirit, a practical guide to helping you find purpose when adversity strikes. Inside this book, you will find personal stories, relatable biblical tales, and anecdotes that prove you are never alone in your despair. I will inspire you to turn pain, discomfort, disappointment, or setbacks into something positive that works for you. So if you're ready to change your life in meaningful and purposeful ways, get your copy of this book today and let the transformation begin. That concludes today's episode. And if you want to hear more from me, follow me on my Instagram page, which is at VICTOWOLABI. It's VICTOWOLABI. You can also follow me on Facebook as well, at VICTOWOLABI. We also have another podcast called the Academy Podcast. that gives you tools and resources to turn vague dreams into blissful realities. You'll find the links to that in our show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to slide in my DMs and say hello. God bless you.